Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Ever wonder what kids are reading about these days? We're about to find out.
Yeah, we're taking a deep dive into The Juice.
It's an educational app used by tons of kids.
We'll give you the rundown.
So you could spark some interesting conversations with the younger generation.
Exactly. You know, it's amazing what they're learning about these days.
So first up, we're time traveling.
Back 90 million years.
To Antarctica.
Not the icy Antarctica we know today.
Nope, think lush forests.
Right. This story was actually featured in a scientific journal.
Antarctic Science.
It talks about a recent discovery of amber in Antarctica.
Amber?
Fossilized tree sap.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a little time capsule from when even the South Pole was full of life.
That's incredible. I wonder what kind of plants and insects were around back then.
Well, scientists are analyzing tiny insects and plant matter trapped inside.
Like a real-life Jurassic Park.
Haha, sort of. They're hoping to learn about Antarctica's ancient ecosystem and how it evolved.
And maybe even get some insights into climate change over millions of years.
Exactly. It's a fascinating look at how our planet has changed over time.
Definitely something to get kids thinking about the vastness of geologic time.
And the scientific process, how researchers piece together the past using evidence like fossils.
Love it. Okay, let's switch gears from prehistoric forests.
So a heartwarming story.
About family and an unexpected reunion.
This was in the Washington Post.
So imagine you're a regular at a bakery.
And it turns out
the owner is your mom.
That's what happened to this guy.
He was adopted as a child.
And had no idea he'd been frequenting his biological mother's bakery for years.
Wow, it wasn't until a genetic genealogist helped him trace his family history that he figured it out.
What a coincidence.
It's amazing. And, you know, this reunion wasn't just a quick hello.
It created a real bond between them.
He even stepped in to help her during a health crisis.
And eventually he found so much joy working alongside her at the bakery.
Now, that's what I call a happy ending. This story could definitely lead to some great discussions about adoption.
And family dynamics.
Not to mention the importance of human connection.
And forgiveness, second chances.
You know, those themes that resonate with everyone.
Exactly. It might also spark some curiosity about genealogy.
With all the DNA testing these days, people are uncovering all sorts of family secrets.
Definitely a hot topic. Okay, hold on tight.
We're about to get hit by a bomb cyclone.
This one slammed right into the Pacific Northwest. ABC News covered it.
So picture this, an atmospheric river.
Which is basically a huge amount of moisture in the atmosphere.
Fuels this super powerful storm.
A bomb cyclone. It intensifies incredibly fast.
Bringing strong winds, heavy rains, and flooding everywhere.
And it caused some serious damage. Downed trees, power outages.
One resident even said it felt explosive, like a bomb going off.
That gives you an idea of how intense it was.
So this is a great chance to talk to kids about weather patterns.
And the science behind storms. You know, climate change is a big factor here.
It's leading to more extreme weather events, just like this bomb cyclone.
Yeah. And how to stay safe during severe weather.
It's important to be prepared.
You know, sometimes the most powerful things aren't in nature.
What do you mean?
They're in the words we use.
Oh, I like that.
And that brings us to our next story.
Which is all about the power of words.
Yeah, it features a quote from Toni Morrison.
Wait, Toni Morrison, the author?
The one and only.
Amazing.
The quote is, "If there's a book you really want to read but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it."
Powerful stuff.
It's featured in The Juice, you know, to encourage kids to be creative.
To become storytellers themselves.
Right, it really captures Toni Morrison's own legacy.
Right, she wasn't afraid to tackle tough topics.
Nope. Race identity, the African-American experience.
Her books have had such an impact on literature.
They really have.
But, you know, they've also faced some controversy.
Oh, yeah. Some people have even tried to ban her books.
Really?
Yep. Which is a whole other conversation to have with kids.
About censorship.
Exactly. Who gets to decide what kids can or can't read?
That's a big one.
It's about understanding different viewpoints and appreciating diverse voices in literature.
Okay, let's shift gears now.
To Russia.
Where things are getting a little interesting when it comes to family choices.
This one's from the Washington Post.
So apparently Russia is trying to tackle its declining birth rate.
Yeah, and their aging population.
And they're thinking about a law that discourages a child-free lifestyle.
Yep, even going as far as banning media or advertising that promotes not having children.
Wow, banning child-free propaganda. That seems extreme.
It does, doesn't it? It's part of this bigger trend.
Of what?
Governments trying to influence family choices.
Interesting.
It raises questions about individual freedom versus societal pressures.
Yeah, like where do you draw the line?
Right, and what about the government's role in personal decisions?
It makes you think.
For sure, and whether these types of policies actually work.
Yeah, do they really address the reasons why people might choose not to have kids?
Good question.
Well, this story is definitely a conversation starter about family planning.
And societal expectations.
Plus, the ethics of government intervention.
Oh, and the media's role in all of this.
Right, like how they shape our perceptions.
Exactly. Russia even reworked that reality show.
Wait, pregnant at 16?
Yeah, to focus on the positive side of motherhood.
That's wild.
It shows how media can be used to push certain values.
Which is why media literacy is so important these days.
Totally.
Kids need to be able to think critically about what they see and read.
Absolutely. Okay, ready for our final story?
Hit me with it.
This one takes us into a complex international conflict.
Oh, boy.
The situation in Gaza. It's a tough one, but the juice actually presents it in a way that kids can understand.
So what's the gist?
Well, it all started with a Hamas attack on Israel.
Right, and that led to
ongoing conflict and a humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. The UN tried to step in.
The ceasefire resolution.
Oh, right.
The U.S. vetoed it.
They said they needed to deal with the civilian hostages held by Hamas first.
It's a complicated situation.
The U.S. ambassador to the UN basically said that a ceasefire without the hostages being released would be like saying Hamas did the right thing.
I see.
And then you've got Israel's prime minister saying that Hamas will never govern Gaza again.
So what happens now? It seems like there are no easy answers.
No, not at all. But the juice does emphasize the human cost of this conflict.
And the need for peace and understanding.
Exactly.
It's definitely a lot for kids to process.
It is, but it's important for them to learn about these things.
Yeah, it could spark some interesting conversations about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
For sure.
And the role of the UN in these situations.
And the challenges of diplomacy.
Yeah, the whole thing just underscores how important it is to find peaceful solutions.
Yes.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have, from ancient Antarctica to the complexities of international relations.
It's amazing what kids are learning about these days.
It really is, and it just shows how crucial it is for us adults to stay informed as well.
So we can have meaningful conversations with them about these topics.
Exactly. We need to be ready to answer their questions.
And provide context.
And most importantly, encourage them to think critically about the world around them.
Well said. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the stories from The Juice.
We hope you found it insightful.
And that it gave you some food for thought.
It's all about fostering curiosity and understanding.
And helping the next generation navigate this complex world.
Exactly.
So until next time.
Keep those conversations going.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.